Emiliano, it's so nice to have you on the show. I was just telling the listeners that this coming, next Saturday, the 18th, is the fourth anniversary of the Women's March. And is it necessary? And that's, I guess, the first question we'll pose to you. Is it necessary to continue these marches? And if so, why?
Oh, my goodness. It's absolutely necessary. Women's rights are under attack. We've moved backwards instead of forward. It's 2020, and women are still not explicitly recognized as being equal in the U.S. Constitution. So, yes, they are necessary.
Well, the Equal Rights Amendment, I know, has been battling back and forth since the 70s, and it looks like with the recent elections in the state of Virginia, that Virginia may become the deciding state to finally give the Equal Rights Amendment the two-thirds majority it needs to become an amendment to the Constitution. Is that what you're hearing or from the circles you run in?
So that is what we want to happen, although we now have states fighting that. We now have Alabama, and we have different states fighting and saying that the Equal Rights Amendment statute of limitations has expired, therefore it is non-valid. Therefore, having the last state ratify it is not valid, and want us to start the process again.
That would be
on
terrible.
Top of that, on top of that, we have abortion bans across the country. So there's a reproductive rights are under attack. We have, two very conservative Supreme Court justices with lifetime appointments that don't believe that Roe versus Wade is the law of the land. And so, the Violence Against Women Act is on hold, sitting to be passed again. So women we're still fighting for equality.
On the right to choose, Roe versus Wade has been in place since 1973, a very long time, and it's always the political center has always upheld it, even with Republicans like Sandra Day O'Connor and Justice Anthony Kennedy while they were on the Supreme Court. But with the recent elevation of two Trump justices onto the Supreme Court, the four liberals on the left would have to rely on the Chief Justice, John Roberts, to join them in order to try to do what's called stare decisis, meaning upholding the past decisions of the court and upholding Roe. You have any hope that the Chief Justice will join the four liberals in holding Roe up?
Our hope is that, yes, our hope is that they will. However, again, it's a fight because we have different states putting forth abortion bans. And so we are hoping that, yes, that Justice Roberts will uphold the law. But again, it's not a given for us since it is a continuous fight.
Yeah. I think one of the greatest things that's happened in the recent couple of years was the blue wave that happened in 2018, giving us a new Speaker of the House, that being Nancy Pelosi from San Francisco as the new Speaker of the Congress. And she's had that role before, but I got to tell you, I think she is the one thing standing between Trump and complete and total authoritarianism. She is safeguarding the Constitution for all Americans, and it just shows what happens when you give a woman a powerful post like Speaker of the House. What can be done with a true leader like Nancy Pelosi?
Correct. And there is a true balance. I mean, she's holding the line before chaos.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's right. You know, we've got, interesting to me, of course, not all women support the right to choose, and not all women support Nancy Pelosi. But I think what we have seen across the country is a historic realignment between women in the suburbs. A lot of moderate women, possibly Republican, independent, or Democrat, who do care about the right to choose and who do oppose the Trump administration that seem to be voting blue and helping elect more women into Congress.
We are hoping that that continues. We are hoping that women see that, listen, if you don't want an abortion, don't have an abortion, period. Just people will choose, but having the right to choose is just that. You know, if you don't believe you would ever have an abortion, that is fine. That is your body, and that is what we fight for. We fight for being able to have the right to choose.
Right.
And body autonomy should not be a partisan issue. Reproductive rights should not be a partisan issue.
Emiliana, do you have a little more time? We got to go to a quick commercial break. Can we come back and then talk to you a little bit about the LA March, which I think is happening January 18th? You can tell our listeners what's happening here in Los Angeles after the commercial.
Absolutely.
All right,
Absolutely.
Gang. Stand tight, gang. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for tuning in to Channel Q. That's Sia singing The Greatest, of course, a song dedicated to women's equality and the women's marches. And we are on the phone with Emiliana Gorecka. How did I do? Emiliana, did I say it right?
Yes. Okay. Emiliana
Gorecka. Yes. I got
sounded
it right.
Sounded good, John.
I didn't do bad.
You're a pro now.
I got it out there. Emiliana, what is your role at the Women's March? You're in communications, or what do you do for the march?
I am founder of Women's March Los Angeles.
I am so embarrassed that I didn't know that. Not only did I screw up your name, I didn't even know your title. But
it deserves a round of applause.
A round of applause for that. The founder of the LA Women's March. Well,
activism. We're all founders.
I have been there for the last 3 years. I go every year, and I plan on going again this year. It'd be my fourth year at the Women's March. But tell us a little bit about the march in Los Angeles, and maybe then about marches happening all over the country.
Okay, so our march is scheduled January 18th. We're asking people to gather at 9 a.m. in downtown Los Angeles at Pershing Square. Gather at 9 for a short program to start a Tongva blessing, and we march at 10 for programming at City Hall. The march itself is 1.2 miles. We expect about 500,000 people. I think we are now the largest public event in Los Angeles. There are marches across the country on January 18th. Website to go to is womensmarchfoundation.org. Enter your zip code and you can find a local march to participate in. I think women's voices need to be heard throughout 2020. It's an important year for women. So come out, march with us Saturday, January 18th. Gather at 9, march at 10 with programming from 11 to 2. We will have political speakers. We will have music, food, and all-around civic engagement day.
That's awesome. Does a march have a theme or a slogan or anything this year about being an election year?
Absolutely. We're calling it Women Rising. We are Women Rising in 2020. We, as women, need to raise our voices to demand that the next president of the United States have a clear agenda to advance, support, protect women's rights. And Women Rising is our tagline.
That's awesome. So I have to ask, because I like to get a little bit of personal information on my guests when they come on. And normally I do it when you're in studio. You know, I can use visual cues to figure stuff out. But I have to do you over by voice alone. And Emiliana Gorecka is a name of what heritage or ethnicity?
So I am Mexican. I immigrated to the United States when I was 10 years old. I come from a huge family. I grew up in Chicago. I have lived in Los Angeles now since 2002. I moved out from Chicago to Los Angeles, but I am part of a huge family. I'm one of 13 kids. We are Mexican. My entire family lives in Chicago.
Well, that is amazing. I am an old-fashioned Mexican-American in Los Angeles. I was born and raised here. My family goes back all the way to when Los Angeles was part of Old Mexico. That's how long we've been in this part of the world. And I bet on a day like today, you're glad you're not in Chicago where it's, God knows, negative 14 or something crazy like that in sunny Los Angeles.
Right. I'm always amazed when the women in Chicago march and I'm complaining in Los Angeles of like, oh, it's going to be 50 and it may be windy. These women really, really, I mean, they go out and they're marching on January 18th and they're expecting like negative 10.
Oh, my goodness. God bless the women and men who will march with them on in negative 10 weather. But I imagine this is happening in New York and possibly Miami and Houston, Dallas, in Denver, San Francisco, Los Angeles, all the great cities of the nation. I assume this is happening. Yes?
Definitely. In D.C., New York, San Francisco, Miami, Los Angeles, Denver, for sure, Chicago. If we go into womensmarchfoundation.org, you're able to click a city and find your closest march to you. We do advise public transportation, whether it's Metro in Los Angeles, MetroLink. Lyft will also be offering free rides to the march. So please carpool and use public transportation.
Really good point, because I know in the past when I have tried to get there, first of all, gang, if you take your car, you're going to get bottlenecked somewhere. And second, there's nowhere to park. So don't drive to the march.
People are vicious out there.
They are vicious.
Protect
I'm one
car.
Of the worst offenders. Yeah, Uber, Lyft, or get on the subway transportation and get there. Emiliana, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about the Women's March. And again, that website, if people need more information for the march closest to them, is what?
womensmarchfoundation.org. Okay. Enter your zip code or city and you will be able to find the closest march to you. The march has happened Saturday, January 18th across the country.
Wonderful. Well, I will see you there. I have my pink hat from last year. I still have it. I can hardly wait to put it on and meet you all out in downtown Los Angeles, Pershing Square.
Yay, thank you. Meet us at the march. See you at the march.
We'll see you at the march, Emiliana. Thank you so much. Gang, when we come back, we'll be talking about the fires in Australia here on Channel Q.